With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The left's assault on former President Trump's presidential campaign continues. This time, it's Maine's Democrat Secretary of State removing his name from the state's primary ballot. Shanna Bellows is the first elected official to take action unilaterally to bar the former president under her interpretation of the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment. The Trump campaign said it would appeal the decision, and Bellows suspended her ruling until that court system rules on the case. In the end, it's likely the Supreme Court will have the final say. The White House is confirming the death of an American-Israeli woman who'd been thought to have been taken hostage October 7th in southern Israel.
President Biden says he was devastated to learn 70-year-old Judith Weinstein had been killed during the Hamas attack on an Israeli kibbutz in October. Her kibbutz is reporting Weinstein, originally from New York, actually died October 7th along with her husband. It was thought they were held as hostages. In Tel Aviv, other families rallied for more releases. But in Beirut, a Hamas official announced a temporary ceasefire would not be enough to release the rest of the hostages, calling for an end to the Israeli military action. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Republican chairs of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees expand impeachment probes into President Biden's son Hunter and his scheme to defy a congressional subpoena.
In a letter to the White House, Representatives James Comer of Kentucky and Jim Jordan of Ohio requested documents and communications between White House staff and the executive office of the president and Hunter Biden or his lawyers regarding his scheduled deposition behind closed doors.
That's Edwin Mora reporting. This is SRN News. Woke capitalism met strong pushback this past year.
It all started with Bud Light. When the brand decided to partner with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a lot of people said, enough. A grassroots boycott of the beer quickly gained momentum, tanking Anheuser-Busch's profits, ending Bud Light's reign as America's most popular beer, and costing three corporate executives their jobs. Target, Nike, Maybelline, and other firms that have embraced transgenderism paid the price in 2023. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge declines to stay litigation over Alabama's ban on sex change operations for children after the Justice Department had asked to put the case on hold as similar ones worked their way toward the Supreme Court. The district court judge says a stay might be appropriate later if the high court decides to review similar bans barring anyone under the age of 18 from undergoing sex change operations that have been enacted by some 22 other states. SRN News. Here's Thursday's business with John Scott.
Stocks finished mostly higher on Wall Street in muted trading as 2023 nears its finish, with just one more trading day in the year. Treasury yields edged higher. Markets have held on to slight gains for the week so far, and the S&P 500 is hovering just below its all-time high set in January of 2022. The benchmark index is coming off its eighth straight winning week. Is up more than 24% for the year.
By the numbers, the Dow was up 53 points to 37,710. The NASDAQ lost 4 points to 15,095, while the S&P 500 gained a point, 4783, the final number. New York oil fell $2.34 to $71.77 per barrel. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.